This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Good evening, this is Kathy, your host on the Ron Amatron Healing Show, Contact Talk Radio, Wednesday, November 28th, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Tonight, Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron will discuss the divine healings and clearings on their website, creationlightship.com, so that we can use them to prepare for the true ascension of light. In the recent programs, Ron explained that he lives in source energy outside of our temporal earth time, and is here on a mission to assist humanity for the upcoming ascension with healings similar to what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. As Ron said in the past programs, life on this planet is now much different in terms of how heavy the densities are in our bodies, and our spirits have been fragmented. So tonight's topic, Healings 101, is about how to get on to the highway to ascension. At half past the hour, Ron will provide some sample healings. Our moderator will host the healings in the chat room and other relevant information as discussed. Hi, Ron. Before we start tonight's topic, Healing 101, let me shoot you three questions from listeners of the past program. Question number one, are you going to be on Earth to assist with divine energy until ascension time? We've been hearing about ascension for over 30 years. Is it ever going to happen?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, it will happen when, it's hard to say, because the light works in the now. So the light doesn't have any predestined or prophecies or anything else. The light cannot be read by readers because the light only works in the now. And once you understand that, then you realize that people who talk about using light, light energies, bringing in more light, all this stuff is mind energy, which is the light of the darkness. So there's two different lights. There's the light of the darkness, which people use like prayers and attunements and everything else. So remember, you can't bring anything to you that's at a higher frequency than what your spirit already is, and your spirit is already light. And so once you understand that, then you realize that, wow, I've been duped, and I read and got the wrong information, and I've been following these spiritual teachings of duality and judgment. And then you realize that you have to reevaluate your whole spiritual practices, and then you find out that you've been lied to. And that's the saddest thing. So, yes, there is, will happen at some point. When, I don't know. Some people are thinking that it could be happening in planet alignments in 2012, coming up in December of this year, you know, on the 21st, I believe. And that will be a dark side ascension, taking people off the planet, unfortunately, and that's what's going to happen. There'll be a lot of clones being brought back, replicas of people that will be true clones, not ones that get staged out like normally happen, you know, every 10 minutes with people. So, our show is very interesting. I really enjoy talking about it because it's completely contrary to almost all other spiritual teachings. Because remember, these people out there are using the light of the darkness to get the information through channeling and bringing in information from books, which is still channeling, regurgitating. There's a lot of people out there who have a really big brain, big mind, and they read a lot of stuff. And then they collect all that data, make it their own, and then regurgitated back to you, and you think that it's some kind of new situation or a brand new, you know, insight on something. And it's just mind energy, and the mind energy will go on forever. Light doesn't work with mind. So there's no such thing as mind and light. So as far as the true ascension, don't know when that's going to be, but it will be happening. And it just goes along with the teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Same basic thing. Jesus came to teach ascension. And that's what we're doing now, is to help people to release their contaminations from their body and their spirit, so you can do the ascension, become more light of who you really are. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that answer. And now for question number two. Ron, I went to your website and saw the healings menu there. What are the most important ones?
Very, very good question. So, the most important one to have, you probably want to have a couple of them. The main one is the emotional whole lifetime one. So that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was that type of clearing, to get rid of the energy, which would be your karmic energy inside of you, we'll call it, your soul family agreements, that's tied in with the emotion. So the emotional one is the most important. That's number one. It has to be your whole lifetime, because that's what you're dealing with, just having a sample clearing like we do on these radio programs. It's not going to, you know, help you do the ascension. It will make you feel better, but you want to get rid of the thoughts stored inside of your body, and that's your whole life of emotional clearing. The second one to have, I would say, after you do that, would be the mental, because a lot of people are using their heads a lot, their mind, to try to figure out things, and that gets you tied up into more mind control patterns. So you want to do that clearing. Some people have a lot of anxieties or fears. That could be another clearing to have. And some people who don't live in their emotions, they live in their feeling body. So that's a good one to have, too. So it all depends what you're looking at. But the first thing is get your whole life emotional clearing, and from there, see what you need after that. That will get rid of a lot of your stuff that you're dealing with. Remember, you're dealing with stuff, your parents' stuff, your grandparents' stuff, stuff that goes back to the get-go. And you have it all inside of your body, and your body brings forth what you're experiencing. Remember, your body energy is brought forth by your natal chart, by the planets and stars out there controlling you, and other life forms that are controlling them, or they are those life forms on the hologram that you think you're looking at. That might be a star or a planet, something that lights up at night. May not even be that, but we won't get into that too much here. But that's what it is. So, as everything boils down around you and falls apart, all that you have to rely on is your own spirit. And that's the bottom line. Your spirit knows everything. Remember, you just need one book, one page, go within. And if you have a room full of metaphysical books, then those books could be courting you, even if you don't even open them up. All those words in there will have text, and the text in those books could be activated without you even knowing it. Remember, what you don't know can kill you and will. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you for that explanation. And question number three, if the Bible isn't factual, why have we followed it so closely?
Well, everything out there in mind energy does serve a purpose. People have a lot of controlling implants that can go off. Remember, You're dealing with the lives of your ancestors. And what did they think at that time? Maybe they read something in the Bible that they really liked, and that's passed on to you in this lifetime now. Maybe they read something maybe in the year 500, for instance. And now all of a sudden that got recycled in you by nanotechnologies, and now you feel that you have to read the Bible. So everything in there could be real, and it could not be real. You just need to look at it for what it really is. A lot of the healings of Jesus that I, you know, have heard about when I used to go to church when I was a young person, you know, I saw those healings in color. So those were basically real. They weren't really complete what they're talking about, because there's so much more going on with them. But aside from that, both would be correct. But everything else, the whole thing is you want to become self-empowered. And that's the whole thing about what should be taught. Like, so you just need one page, one book, and that's to go within. But remember, there's other energies out there that want to control you, and they'll get whatever means they have, a way they can do that. And since people, you know, normally go to church, you know, they may know about the Bible. I imagine everybody here listening has heard the Bible or read it, did Bible studies. And so that's one way they can control you. And if you just listen to any church service or people talking about stuff on the radio, it's all the same stuff. They start saying, oh, this is from so-and-so, you know, whatever it would be, Bible verse so-and-so, and they recite it, and they have their own meaning of what it is. That's all mind control patterns. Remember that you're controlled by words, and mainly you're controlled by the letters that make up the words, and the words have more impact on you. And the words change throughout time, but you can still use a word, and that word can control you through robotic programs and mind programs. So back to you, Kathy.
All right. Someone just sent me a question to ask you, and they were wondering if the wonderful things that they see in meditation and visualizations, that sort of thing, affirmations as taught in maybe some of their New Age spiritual programs, are actually causing them to participate in mental energy rather than in the light. Can you please clarify?
Everything that you hear about, remember, the light never promotes itself. So the light's not going to channel through anybody. The light doesn't do that, doesn't grandstand, doesn't do anything like that. It's just what it is, and you have it with you already. But, yes, as you're getting involved with meditation, spiritual attunements, bringing in more light, saying things great in meditation, in a meditative state. Well, when you're meditating, if you're saying something, where are you? Number one, are you in your body? Are you, you know, out the beyondo, in the astral plane? Are you even further than that, trying to have an experience someplace that looks pleasurable to you? Remember, everything that deals with emotions is darkness. So if you think you're having a great meditation, what's really happening to you? What timeline are you on? You would not be on this timeline. So all that is darkness energies, even though it may look great to you. So that's the whole process is, like I said, the light doesn't promote itself in any way because you already have it. And the light gives you free will, free choice to choose these darkness practices, unfortunately. And, you know, it won't judge you. You can't, because you can't judge yourself. And you're part of the light. But you can denounce the light, and you can bring in more darkness and corrupt your body and corrupt your spirit and have parts of you stolen to the darkness. That happens all the time. So if you listen to this program, then you can ask yourself, gee, how long have I lived on the earth, and how many ascensions have I missed? Which means that I was in a body that didn't understand what ascension was, didn't understand what light was, and I'm still looking for it. And you forgot the main thing is to go within. So anything that you do that's external, energies outside of yourself, is darkness. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and someone's asking me if you could clarify, if they are in the beyondo, what is actually the beyondo that you're talking about? Because it, when they do meditate, it doesn't feel like they're really going anywhere. They just feel more at peace. So is that part of the dark masquerading as the light?
Well, if you don't do the manual mind to heart drop, and you're using your mind to take you onto a journey, then you are using mind energy. When you do the mind to heart drop, you have to command your spirit to help you out with this process to come into your heart. And you can feel peace, you know, in darkness. They will give you that sensation. But when you're in the true source energy of peace, it's very difficult to read words. and it's difficult to have any type of judgment. So the fact that you are having a nice, pleasant situation, and if you are seeing something that looks good and you can evaluate that, then that means that you are in the darkness energy. Because true light does not judge, and true light has no emotions. So if you are feeling an emotional situation, then you are in darkness. And you could be in the false peace energy of the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness took all the energies of light and cloned them, copied them, to make people think that they're enjoying true light, and they're not. That's why you're still here, because you have listened to the wrong spiritual practices, and you didn't do the very simple truths of going within. Back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying that over time, we humans bought into the wrong system. We're bringing in more mind energy, which is an alien form, from the Beyondo, that are really more of the dark masquerading as the light. And then we really don't know who we're connecting to or hooked up to, because we've been deluded, because it's so good at being false. And then by doing that, we didn't mean to, but we've denounced our own spirit energy. Did I sum that up correctly?
Yeah, that's good, yes. So whenever you think, you're denouncing the light. So whenever you have a thought, you're automatically not in light because you're in mind. And mind energy means that you are in the light of the darkness, which means that you are denouncing the light and betraying your spirit and not listening to it. So that's the whole thing. And I can ask everybody listening, have you talked to your spirit today? Did you do the mind to heart drop to communicate with it? Most people would probably say no. And then I have people, when I ask them that question, they go, oh, yeah, I do it all the time. I talk to it all the time. It's in my head. Or like I saw one lady on an expo that I was at. She wrote a book about Jesus or something. I won't give her name. Names are meaningless here. But she goes, yeah, I connect to my spirit. And she puts her hand up on top of her head. Like it's out there in the beyond, though, you know, not knowing that it's in her heart center. And a lot of people do think that they're getting the great information. They think that they're the chosen one, you know, to get this information. They tell a lot of people about it. You know, someone taps you on your shoulder, and you go, wow, I'm channeling Archangel Michael. And this must be great. Yeah, he picked me. Holy cow. And then you wonder, gee, if I'm channeling Archangel Michael and somebody else's, why is the information different? And you go, that's interesting. And how come this one, Archangel Michael, is telling me to buy green flowers at a certain store in town, you know, or something like that, or to buy some love beads or some special crystals because the person's friend is selling them? And then you wonder, gee, the other person didn't tell me to do that, who's telling Archangel Michael, and you wonder, what's going on here? Well, it's the light of the darkness, and they choose the ground crew. They don't care about the ground crew, and they kill the ground crew. So if you notice, people who are doing all these things eventually die of that the particular situation or problem that they're having, especially healers. You never want to become a healer. That's a dark side ploy to make you give up your life force energy for somebody else. So the whole thing is to be heart-centered and command your spirit to be with you. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so, Ron, can you remind us how to do that mind-to-heart drop again, and please lead us into that as well, commanding our spirit to get into our heart center?
Yeah, so this is the only way you can become heart-centered in the light. There's no other way you can do this, because you have to have your spirit with you, which is light, to do it. So the first thing is you command your spirit. You can say it out loud. If not, you're in the mental realm. If you think it inside of your head, then you are not connected to source energy. And you're in mind energy, and that masquerades as the light. You have to say it out loud that you command your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, up through there, A lot of people think their thoughts are there, and that seems to be where they are. And then you can count. I always count from 10 to 1 backwards, and you drop those thoughts into your heart center. That's where your spirit is. And your spirit will help you do this, but you have to command it. Remember, just think how many thoughts you have every day, you know? And all those thoughts, your spirit's not going to listen to all those thoughts because it's darkness. So when you finally say you command your spirit, then it kind of wakes itself up. It's probably sleeping because, you know, you're not talking with it. And maybe you only talk to your spirit 5 times in your whole lifetime. So it's not going to listen to all of your all the darkness energy. It doesn't know what darkness is. It doesn't know what mind energy is. It doesn't know about, you know, emotions. It doesn't deal with that. But it does know about your corruption of mind, thought, energies that you're trying to get rid of so you can become peaceful, because it knows peace. So it'll help you to become peaceful. So here we go. We're going to drop yourself down. This you want to do yourself, you know, at least 3 times a day. And if you want to change the planet and what's going on this planet, then tell everybody about this and tell them to pass it on. And this planet could change, you know, within one day if people knew about the mind to heart drop. That simple. And remember, that way everybody on the planet would be empowered and be at peace. You can never bring any more light to you than your spirit already has. If you think you can, then you're dealing with darkness energies, and then you're corrupted. Even worse. So here we go. Dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, commanding your spirit to do this. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So think a thought now, and you shouldn't have any judgment. You shouldn't have a thought. You should be just peaceful, and there's no judgment. Gotta think of a negative or positive thought. Some people think that positive thoughts are good and negative ones are bad. Well, they're both bad, equally bad. This is both duality. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for explaining that. And yes, doing the mind to heart drop does feel really well. And we do need to remind ourselves to say it out loud, so we'll stay out of mind energy. Okay, Ron, it's almost half past. So I did want to remind the listeners that you were going to offer a sample clearing. And you said earlier that probably the most recommended clearing you provide is the emotional clearing. And so I was wondering if perhaps you could activate the light being that you have on your Contact Talk Radio host page. So if everybody could go to that host page, the Ron Amatron host page, you'll see the photo of it's a picture of a light being's face. And that's what Ron can activate with light energy from divine light, and it will be kind of some people can see it shimmer. And then Ron, can you please explain the emotional clearing that you're going to do now, please?
Yeah, so what I'll do is take away one particular incident situation that you're thinking about. You could have a million of them, but I can only take away one at a time on the samples here. So think of something that bothered you either today or maybe the last week. Or maybe you think about something, maybe you got a spanking by your mother or father when you were 5 years ago, you know, of age, and, you know, you didn't deserve it, and that's still bothering you. Remember, anything that's bothering you is connecting to your hidden DNA, which brings it forward, makes it active. So you want to get rid of that. So just think of a situation, and I'll just count to 5 to release it. And it works instantly. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do that again for everybody. And you might feel the energy leave you. Normally your body will get more relaxed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have to count to command the energy. I could do the alphabet or anything else, but counting is pretty easy for me. So you should feel more at peace. You should be able to look at that situation, and it should feel like it's somebody else's movie, like you can walk away from it now. It's not attached to you. It's not causing you anxiety or harm. And that's the main thing, is that you need to get these released from you. That one particular situation could basically harm your body someplace. Maybe it can give you a kidney infection, or maybe you might get liver cancer or something because of that situation. Remember, thoughts are things, unfortunately, and those things get stored into your body as blocked energy, and then you die from that eventually. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, when you did that, asked us to think of something, I did think of something traumatic in my childhood, and in a way I sort of felt it flutter off of me. So is that about what we could expect, just that little bit fluttering off of us as energy?
A lot of people feel the energies leave them. So for the mental type person, some people who are really mental will try to figure out where they're holding the energy in their body. And they'll analyze it to death sometimes, but just look at your body. Your body doesn't lie to you. So whether you think it worked or didn't work, then you're in darkness when you start thinking. So if you just kind of view it and see where it is, and it should be probably 90% released from you. Remember, you could have, like I said, another, 10,000 of these similar issues, and just getting rid of one of them is going to help you, but what about the rest of them? You're still hidden inside of you because you're living life, and you're living life in judgment, in duality. Remember, this planet was overtaken by the darkness energies. Darkness is normally beings that don't have a spirit or soul, and they're preying off of you. And we can go into that at some point here, but that's the main thing, is that you want to become peaceful. You want to get out of the energy of duality, out of your soul family, out of your past spiritual teachings that you've had, because they're all corrupted. If they would have worked for you, you'd be out of the here on this planet. You wouldn't be here any longer. So they're working to keep you held captive here, and they're not teaching you anything other than to have your spirit, your soul stolen, and your body being contaminated with darkness. That's what these spiritual teachings are doing for you. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that explanation, too. And so we'll still do another clearing. Perhaps, Ron, since it's just a couple more days until December, and already here in the USA we're hearing holiday music, and it's being promoted all over the radio and TV. And so perhaps some people are starting to think about what December is going to bring, and have some anxiety over that. Do you suppose you could help us out with that? Maybe an anxiety clearing for the holiday stress?
Yeah, we could do that. I'll do a stress clearing and also anxiety. It's a little different. So we'll first do anxiety for the holidays. So here we go. So just think of something that you're dealing with the holidays. Could be shopping. Could be seeing relatives, you know. It could be traffic jams, you know, any of these things. We'll do anxiety first. So here we go. Just think of something so you can be at peace with it. Remember, you want to be in neutral with the situation. So here we go. Count to five again to release it, but you must think of something, otherwise the clearing will not work for you. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. It's not going to say, oh, you have all these problems, we'll fix it. No, it doesn't work that way. The light will only pick one incident that you're dealing with when I do these samples. And on the website, creationlightship.com, then when you do a whole lifetime clearing, you don't have to think about anything. It's just released from you. But here we go. This is the sample clearing for anxiety. So I'll count to five. Think of your issue. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do one for stress. It'll be a different type of clearing. And you could use the same particular situation or something else. And here comes stress, releasing that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I think a lot of people, when they go out to purchase things, they may not have enough money to buy something with, so they use their credit card. And, that could be a problem, too, coming up maybe in January, February. And just remember, the darkness will come into you, and you're looking for a gift, and all of a sudden the darkness will tell you, oh, man, that gift for $200 is not good enough. You got to buy the $500 item. And you go, oh, yeah, I better get that because, you know, they'll think that I'm more worthy if I spend the $500. So then you spend it, and all of a sudden, you know, comes January, February when your credit card bill comes due, now you're really upset. And maybe the person didn't really even like the gift. Maybe they gave it away, but you're stuck with the bill. So here we go. So we're going to release that energy from you here of money issues. So here we go. Think of what your situation is with that. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do one for guilt. So maybe, you know, you couldn't afford that $500, and maybe you can't even afford the $200, so you bought something for $50. And so now you feel guilty because you couldn't buy what you thought they needed. And with a little voice in your head, the mind energy is taking you on to get something, you know, more money. But you bought the $50 one. Now you have guilt. So I'll release that energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That's pretty heavy for some of you people. Releasing it again, guilt. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. I'm not surprised that you felt that the guilt clearing was heavy. And also, I do want to remind the listening audience that the clearings and healings that Ron Amatron performs on live radio will work up to five times on the replay, which is known as podcasts on Contact Talk Radio. And you can subscribe to them, get them free in your Gmail or Yahoo Mail by clicking on the icon at the bottom of Ron Amatron's host page. So they'll just come right to your email. So, Ron, you said that once we have a clearing for a whole life, the energy is removed out of our DNA. Basically, you said it clears out our baggage. And so can you explain a little bit about how that would affect our spirit and body and mind together?
Okay, first of all, yeah, the mind energy is darkness. And the darkness energy is going to continuously bring forth energies to trigger your DNA, and they kind of work together. The planets actually are telling your mind what to do to trigger your DNA. And that brings forth your learning lessons, experiences, situations in this lifetime, which is duality, since you live on a planet which uses cause and effect to create things. Remember, that's what the darkness brought here. Remember, humanity chose the darkness because they chose to think. They chose to judge everything in thought energies and mind energy. Remember, the light never created mind. So, As you get this stuff cleared out of you, you start feeling better. And each time you have a clearing, you start releasing the energies that are connected to your body and your spirit. Remember, your body has the energy stored into it, and that gets transferred onto your spirit. So each time you have a thought, you have a situation, your spirit's feeling the same thing that your body's feeling and the same thing that you're thinking. That's why when you die, the light of the darkness takes you away. Remember, you never ascend. Ascension only happens once every 2,000 years. So if you have heard somebody talking about that their friend ascended, they're just giving you a drift story, which could be true in the light of the darkness. The dark side energies could ascend people all the time, but in true light, it doesn't happen. So right away, what happens is that you're going to the light of the darkness after each time your physical body dies. And they brush you off, take away the density, the darkness from your spirit, which your body gave to it. and the body gave it to you because it was stored in the body, and the mind activated it. So if you didn't have a mind, and you didn't activate your DNA, your spirit wouldn't be full of contaminations and darkness like you're having when you think of something. So the whole thing is not to think. And that's what people do, is think. And you can still live life by not thinking, because you can use the energy of your heart and work out and live life perfectly fine. And then you're at peace. So the whole process is, where do you choose to be in your life? And like I said, if you're here and you're listening to this program, it's because you lost ascension. You somehow, you know, took the wrong spiritual teachings. And maybe you heard that person channeling Archangel Michael or some other angel out there. And you believe that to be your spiritual truth. And you didn't ascend because you got hooked up to the light of the darkness. And that's the sad part that people have, that everything is darkness here unless you get into your heart energy. And for that, you got to command your spirit. So just saying that you're heart-centered is meaningless. It means that you're in the energy of darkness inside of your heart, which is also in darkness, because everything is copied and cloned. Because you do have a mind, and a mind of the heart in darkness. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, this is really great. I think people are starting to understand, and I'm getting some questions regarding what you just said. So being heart-centered, this person asked me, they feel like they are heart-centered, and if it's not their spirit talking to them and helping them out and doing good things for them and leading them in the right direction, if that's not their spirit, since you said it's a small voice and we don't connect to it probably at all through the heart center, then what is that voice they're hearing?
That's the light of the darkness. That's the spirit of darkness talking to you. Remember, your spirit is non-judgment. So how could your spirit ever tell you what to do? It can't judge you. Another way of saying it, when you're connecting to spirit energy, your own spirit, that's when time stops. So you can be doing anything that you enjoy doing, and then you're in the flow of source energy of light, and time will stop for you because you're now taken off of a timeline. Remember, the darkness controls the timelines. So a lot of people in the New Age movement will say, oh, I got led to do this here because my spirit led me to that. Well, that normally isn't the case. Possibly, but normally not, because your spirit's not going to judge you and tell you what to do, because it can't. It doesn't duality. It doesn't know what darkness is. Remember, duality is darkness. And so there's something else posing as your spirit telling you to do something. And that's kind of the way you need to look at it. So I'm 99.9% correct when I say this here. And your spirit is not going to tell you to go out and buy a new car or to buy a new dress or to do this or to do that, because it's in judgment. Your spirit cannot judge you and cannot tell you what to do. It can probably give you some guidance, in a sense, as far as something that would be in non-judgment and give you choices, a choice maybe, but it's never going to command for you to do something. And the choices might still be in darkness. So you have to realize the light never created judgment. So whenever you think of judgment, if you could get a piece of paper and draw a line and put light on one side and darkness on the other, everything in judgment, in duality, is darkness. The light is non-conventional energy. Light is peace. That's all you need on one side is peace. The other side is everything that you deal with here in life. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so earlier you said you did the sample emotional clearings and the anxiety clearings, and then you mentioned that those are just samples and they just take a little bit off of layers and layers and layers. We have a lot of baggage to clear out. So by doing the clearings and the healings you have on the website, that helps us get more of our spirit into our physical body. And that's why you created them, for ascension preparation, to help us reclaim our spirit, to get more into our body where the darkness is right now, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So most people don't understand that too much. So remember, the Bible talked about one thing that Jesus stated, that you have to be like innocent like a child to come into the kingdom. So you may remember that if you're a Bible person, people, and that's what it is. Remember, a baby, a child, a young child, maybe that can't, you know, speak, you know, yet, you know, and you're telling them how to live life here. Well, that child is in non-judgment. That's why they get hurt and they have to have rules to live here, naturally. But aside from that, that's how innocent you have to be. And you are that way each time that you're incarnated into a body here. Now, even though the body may be corrupted with DNA, it's not activated yet. So your DNA only gets activated when you think and you take on rules on how to live here. Naturally, you have to have some type of rules because you don't want to go out, you know, and have a blindfold on and go walking out on the freeway to see if cars are going to hit you or not. So you don't want to do that. There are rules that you need to live here with, but the whole thing is being non-judgmental, and the child would be non-judgmental. So all children that are not basically taught, yes, no, stop, go, will do the ascension instantly because their body is still pure. It's not in judgment. So that's the whole process. You know, the body could leave. The spirit, it's hard to say if it's still hooked up to the darkness. Remember, the darkness still is going to control your spirit, but the spirit may not be as corrupted because it doesn't take on the energy of the body. Remember, your spirit looks like your body. You know, if you have black hair, so does your spirit. It has to follow that manifestation of the thought program, unfortunately, because the thoughts are what is contaminated into the body, and from there it goes into the spirit. So you're running everything. So your spirit looks like an emotional body when you die. It's all trashed. Whatever you died of, it has that illness. And then the dark side has to clean it off so that you're useful again to the darkness so they can steal your spirit energy from you in the next incarnation. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, it's good to know that about the purity of the babies, that they're going to ascend. I also want to mention that when you did those sample clearings, I did feel some relief there. And also you said that the similar whole life clearing, the emotional and the anxiety, are on your website as whole life clearing, basically from the time we were born to the present moment, would be cleared. So that's a really good thing to know so we can get so much life trauma and the DNA baggage out of us and, you know, just all the emotions that we carry around in ourselves. So can you please explain a little bit about how to go about doing the whole life clearings on your website, creationlightship.com? I see there's a recommended healings here and the emotional clearing is there. So how would we go about it from there? Okay, so apparently there was a disconnection on the line, and the producer is going to get Ron back on the phone. Ron was just talking about the healings on his website, creationlightship.com, and we were going to discuss the emotional clearing, which is the recommended clearing that he also did a sample of. And what you would do if you wanted to pursue the clearings is go to his website, creationlightship.com. You could go over to the left side of the page where it says recommended healings, and you'd click on that, and right there at the top it says emotional healing. And then you'd click on that and hit go, and it will take you to the page where the emotional clearing is. And this is great because you can clear out your whole life's emotional baggage. It releases all the imprinted energy of our emotional traumas from this lifetime, from present age, all the way back to conception. So it will clear the physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. By doing this clearing, you're commanding the energy. You're commanding your spirit to be clean. And the light being doctors will eliminate the emotional blockages that we've accumulated through this lifetime. And so then these negative energies that Mom was talking about, the fears, anxieties, traumas, and judgments, will be that are imprinted in our emotional pain, spiritual, physical bodies, they really manifest as imbalance or disease if they're not released. But by buying the clearing, you can get them released through the light being doctors. So on the clearing is a place where you can fill in your name, and there's like a purchase order form, and you purchase it for your the number of years you are times $5. And then the best way to send it money in is through the PayPal system. Then you get a confirmation of the payment and the codes. You get a password and username. Okay, so I hope I explained that well, Ron, about how to do the emotional clearing and how to buy at least that one from your website, Creation Light Gift. Did you hear any of what I said?
Yep.
Okay. Did I do okay?
Yep, I'm fine. Yeah, somehow I must have hit the wrong button or something. But anyway,
okay.
Check out the free clearings and their samples, see how they work. I have, I don't know, I probably have, just guessing, maybe 1,000 archives, you know, from past radio programs on the website. So there's a lot of shows you can listen to. And like we said, the healings that I do on all the shows will work 5 times for you for a particular clearing. And then after that, you know that it's useful, so you're going to want to probably get it. But by all means, don't go into the website and look at all the clearings and get freaked out because you go, oh, man, I got this problem and that problem. The emotional one will get rid of probably most of those situations from you. And the only reason why I have so many clearings is because people kept asking me for more clearings. And so, you know, that's why there's so many on there. So don't, you know, and it's all emotional stuff. So if you need to go further and deeper into a clearing, then you may want to do something else. But the emotional one is the main one. And do that one first, and then reevaluate yourself. Because some people will start reading all the different healings and clearings. There's a lot of them there. And they will find out that they may think they need them all. But remember, just the emotional one may take care of, you know, probably 90% of what you're dealing with. So the main thing, too, is to check out the different clearings that we have. There's a drop-down box for sample clearings. I have a lot of clearings that people do daily. The Be Here Now one is very popular. And I have other ones, too. I have Gray Sky clearing to make your sky look a lot better. You know, there's many, many types of clearings there that we have that you may want to do. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks so much for that information, Ron. Yes, your website is quite comprehensive, and it's amazing how many radio programs you've done. As you said, he has 1,000 radio program at least archives that he's hosted from other programs, all for the purpose of helping those interested in taking the highway to ascension, the true ascension of light. So as we conclude, I'd like to remind the listeners that Ron's host page has a lot of information about who he is and where he came from and how to get to his website, creationlightship.com. He posts announcements about events and future programs on his blog on the host page. Please check into the one of the posts on his blog called The Main Attributes of the Difference Between the Light and the Dark. And it will make a lot more sense. It's got lists of what the light, how it's defined, and how the dark masquerades the light. So thank you, Ron. You answered the questions directly and straight to the point. And Ron does share his vast wealth of information about creation, spirit, and the divine light from source energy, also known as the creation light ship. Those interested in taking the highway to the true ascension of light, Ron will be back next week to provide more information about ascension preparation. And Ron, you'll probably want to give more live healings for relief of emotional stress. And I'll be listening to this archive so I can get more of the relief from the holiday stress that could be coming up. I'm so glad for that. And so that will conclude our program tonight. And I want to thank you so much to the audience for your comments. And please feel free to write to Ron on his host page or through the CLS questions at yahoo.com. That's listed on his host page as well. So good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Ron Ametron is a true master, teacher, healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcast. Learn more about Ron Ametron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.